Hello, Quebec Flow.
Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning. I was just leaving you a voicemail. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay. I was on the other line. I was just hanging up when you were calling in, so we just barely missed each other.
Okay, great. So I'm doing this application right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. And just really quickly for the question 21, 22, 23, and 24 about the field workers, it's asking me for names and names again and names again. Do I have to keep filling it out for names or just one time?
If you're submitting them on the application, which, again, I only suggest you do if they're super trusted employees, and you know their background, then you fill them out. As far as it goes, like, a lot of people choose not to put their field workers only because they don't necessarily know their background or if they will or will not pass, because one person that will not pass or you're not sure about passing is going to deny, it will deny the entire application.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, then I'll leave that part out. Yes.
Yeah. And just leave them off if you're not 100% sure, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
And then for the total number of field workers, then still answer that question, but just leave like the last.
No, I just put it at zero. I would just put it at zero because if you're only putting Carlos or yourself on the application, then just, mm-hmm. I mean, just the yourself and then him, which would be one other field worker outside of the person who is the main person on the application, which I'm assuming is Carlos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're not going on the application yourself, then just. There's no field workers. He's the one.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to verify that before I submit.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah. And that's why I always stress that. Like, some people, they're like super, super positive and they're really sure of the people that they're putting on the application. Some people, they're like, I'm not so sure, you know? So it's better to just be sorry. Okay.
Yeah. And then, so once I submit, when I hit submit, it just went away. So that's like, done? Is he going to give me an email with an invoice to pay?
No. There's no invoice. The application fee's already been charged on the account. So the next step is that your client onboarding appointment is scheduled here at 10. You're in Illinois, so 10 my time. So between 12 and 1 year time, Ivan's going to contact you. As long as I'm not busy, I will be the one to reach out and introduce you to Ivan. And then from there, what will happen is he's going to go ahead and submit application for review, XYZ. He's going to tell you what the next steps are. But as of right now, there's no further cost is incurred at this point until you've been approved.
Okay. So that would then be the $250 that we were discussing, right?
I'm sorry, what's that?
So for cost, that would be like
the $435. Yeah. And then the minimum monthly budget is the $435, and then the leads will come off of that at the $3,333.
Great. Yeah, but what about the application fee of $250?
It was already charged on Friday. I charged it on Friday when you said you had the permission to move forward.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure because I didn't. Okay.
Did you not get the invoice for that?
Yeah, let me double check because maybe I.
Here,
just,
I can
like,
resend
it.
I'll just resend it. No biggie. I just resent it, and it'll come through initial invoice for, and it'll say LSA setup fee on it for the record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Just wanted to make sure it was taken care of because
Of course. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right, Jasmine. You have a great day. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.